You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the end of the parsha, we have the following footnote. It says that Yaakov Avinu was sent by his father Yaakov Avinu was sent by his father to go and marry a wife in the house of Lavan. And then it says, Rashi does a cheshbon, it says, and the same time what happened, Vayar Esav, ki birech Yitzchak Yaakov, Esav saw that Yaakov got a bracha from his father. So therefore what? Vayishmai, and then Yaakov heard, listened. So therefore, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, Vayikach et machas bas Yishmael ben Avraham uchaz tevores anoshu el Yisho, he went to marry the daughter of Yishmael. So Esav went to marry the daughter of Yishmael. A very, very long Rashi over here. Rashi says, well, what do we care so much? Yishmael died in the cheshbon of the life of Yishmael. Because it says that what happened? Esav went to marry the daughter of Yishmael. But it doesn't say that Yishmael married her. So here you learn that Yishmael died at that time. That's you over here. So Rashi, why do we care to learn about the death of Yishmael? Because from here you learn that where did Yaakov Avinu go? Yaakov Avinu went to the Beis Medrash of Shein Ve'Aver for 14 years. He went there, he went to learn for 14 years in Beis Medrash of Ve'Aver. So Rashi says, he brings the whole cheshbon, and he says, that's the reason, Lama Nimu Shreis Yishmael, he came to teach you the whole cheshbon that Yaakov Avinu got stuck in the Beis Medrash, went to Beis Medrash for 14 years. He was hidden from the world 14 years learning time. Because based on the number of years Yishmael lived, and based on the number when Esav married Yishmael, Rashi does a whole cheshbon. Because when Esav married the daughter of Yishmael, Yishmael was right. And based on the number of the years Yishmael lived, you can figure out the Yaakov Avinu. You're missing 14 years in the life of Yaakov Avinu. Where these 14 years go? 14 years, it was Nitro to Beis Shem Ve'Aver. Now, Rashi doesn't say Beis Shem Ve'Aver. This is going to be, hopefully get back to the end of the shiur. Rashi says, Lamanu Mikan Shenitmun Beis Ever Yudal Shana Achag Aloch Lechokar. Rashi is emphasizing that he wasn't Beis Ever, not Beis Shem, Beis Ever. Why? So it comes out of Cheshbon Chazal that Shem was already Nifter at that time. Shem already died when Yaakov reached there. So therefore it says Beis Ever, because Shem wasn't there anymore. But somehow there's a mashmos that we are emphasizing there was Beis Ever. Let's see if we'll get back to that, why it's called Beis Ever Dav Kovia. Spoke about this a few years ago, but after all we learned the last past weeks, this builds up to this Nekuda. It's very kedai to go back to it. Now, the big question is like this. How do you know the Yaakov Avinu was 14 years in this Beis Medrash? Based on the fact that Esau married the daughter of Yishmael and Yishmael died. First of all, why does Esau marry now the daughter of Yishmael? Is it just a coincidence that he marries him when Yishmael dies? And Dafka from here, from the death of Yishmael, you learn the Yaakov Avinu went to Beis Ever for 14 years. You learn from here, Dafka, from here. That's the source. How do I know that Yaakov Avinu was 14 years in the Spreadish Shem Ve'Aver? We learn from the fact that Yishmael died from the cheshbon, the calculation of the years of Yishmael. Obviously, there's some connection over here, some relation between the death of Yishmael and the fact that Yaakov Avinu goes 14 years to Yishim. And I can ask one more question before we go into this subject. And that is, why is Yaakov Avinu going now 14 years to Yeshiva? I mean, very nice to go to Yeshiva. No question about it. It's a beautiful thing. But right now, Esav is running after him. His father commanded him to go to marry a wife. Now he decides to go to Yeshiva. Why now? Why Dafka now? Rashi does the cheshbon because Yishmael died. He was 63 years old. He was an older man. Why did Yaakov go to Beis Ever before? When he's running away, on the way to marry, then he goes 14 years to Yeshiva. I laid over Dafka now. So we'll see how some of the concepts that we learned the previous weeks build up beautifully to explain this. Let's try the following. We mention that there is in the world two schools of thought that come from the big question in the world. The big shaila is always, who's in control? The Kadosh Baruch Hu in control or human being? Right? Starting at the beginning of the Chumash, Beis Reishis, there's two beginnings to the world. There's a beginning that relates to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the world, he's running the show. And there's a beginning that relates to a human being. Human beings do things. Always mentioned that Ramchal tells us there's a Nogas HaYichud and Nogas HaMishpat. Nogas HaYichud means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. He's going to get, he has the master plan. He's going to bring things to where they're supposed to get. Nogas HaMishpat means based on what we do, what we control. And the big question is, who is in control in the world? Kadosh Baruch Hu or us? We believe that what? We believe that the combination of both is true. Both the Kadosh Baruch Hu is controlling and both we are controlling. How these two things coexist? How can it be that also we can do things, but also Kadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan bringing the world to where it's supposed to get to? That's the big shaila, the big contradiction in philosophy. Who is really running the world? That's a shaila where you go to specifics, video b'chira, of who, as we spoke in previous weeks, is Kadosh Baruch Hu doing it? It's us. That's the big question. But that's always the duality you have in the world. As we learned, what does Avraham Avinu represent? Avraham Avinu represents Midas HaChesed. We brought up Tzadik in Kedusha Shabbos. It tells us that the Chesed of Avraham Avinu didn't do Chesed. I mean, obviously he did Chesed. But when you look at the parashas of Avraham Avinu, how much Chesed do you see Avraham Avinu doing? Very little. The only Chesed that you see Avraham Avinu doing is what? That he waits for the Malachim to do Achraz Zarchim. That's the parashas of Vayera after his bris milah and the end of his life. Furthermore, I heard someone saying recently, it's Chesed, he davened. Davening is different. Fighting, it's a Chesed? Yeah. Maybe also, could be also. I hear. It's not like direct Chesed, a regular Chesed. Someone even said that the Chesed that we have from Avinu standing in the tent was, he tried to do Chesed, he wasn't able to. He thought he was doing Chesed, it was Malachim, it was angels, it wasn't human beings. So you don't really see Avraham Avinu Chesed. So we saw, Tzadik says, Avraham Avinu didn't do Chesed. Avraham Avinu represents the Chesed of Hashem. He comes to show that Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing Chesed. What's the Chesed of Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Olam Chesed Ibane. The fact that we are living, that we're breathing, anything that we can do because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is Avraham Avinu representing? So we give all shir. Avraham Avinu represents that he accepts the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He recognizes it. It's not just given to him and just leaving it alone. Avraham Avinu is the Merkava, is the chariot for Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. He's giving, he's doing. That's Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is the opposite. Yitzchak Avinu is Midas HaVoito. The worship. What does Yitzchak Avinu represent? He does the work, and when he's done, he finishes everything, he brings everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Tzadik, we mentioned that Avraham Avinu starts to feel Shachris. What's Shachris? You wake up in the morning, before you do anything, you connect to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you all the Shema, all the abundance that you need for this day. Yitzchak does Mincha. What's Mincha? After you work the whole day, you achieve everything you have to achieve, and now you give it as a present to Hashem. That's what Mincha is called, Mincha Lashem present. You're giving up. You're giving to Hashem, right? Getting, you're receiving. So that's Avraham, that's Yitzchak. So if you think about it for a moment, what comes out of here? Avraham Avinu represents the correct way that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. Olam Chesed Ibane, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us in abundance. He's giving, he's mashpia to the world. Yitzchak represents what we do, our avodah, our work, what we are able to accomplish. Obviously, Avraham and Yitzchak are the tzaddikim or the avos, and what they're doing is the correct way. Avraham Avinu is megale Hashem as mishpiach to the world, not in contradiction to what we need to do. Yitzchak is representing what we need to do, but not in contradiction because we're controlling the world. Adrabah, they both complement each other. And from there comes Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is the third stage. And that's a combination of both. Avraham Avinu is the representation of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Yitzchak is what we do. And Yaakov Avinu is the Catholic connection of a person together with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Tamid. I'm doing, but I'm always having Kadosh Baruch Hu in front of me. That's Yaakov Avinu. Hinei Hashem, Nitz of all of us. We'll see next week's parasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is on him. Yaakov Avinu is living together with him. That's the byproduct. That's the result of a combination of Om and Yitzchak. But the psoilus, what they called in Lashon Chazal, the bad product out of Avram and the bad product out of Yitzchak is the one that take it to the wrong direction. So Avram Avinu is the one who says Midas HaChesed. He has Yishmael. Yitzchak does the Midah that we need to accomplish, Midas Adin, Midas HaGevura. He has Esav. As we spoke about it, there's always this duality, this contradiction, creates two types of kfir in the world. One kfir is the one who says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything, we have nothing. We're not doing anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control, so what do you want from me? The other kfira is the opposite. We are so much in control that we have no limit. It's our world. Hashem cannot come intervene. Spoke about Pasha's Leach. That was Dora Mabel, Dora Pelago. Dora Mabel is the ones that give no chashivas, no importance to human being. Dora Pelago is the ones that said, we? You know what we could do? We could fight with Hashem. So my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir, Zechitzai Levoch, used to say, obviously based on everything that we're learning, that this is the difference between Yishmael and Esau. Bo'imek. Yishmael, what are the Yishmaelim? The ones who mishtachavim le'afar aglam, they bow down to the sand beneath their feet. Meaning they take away the importance of a human being. Human being is bowing down to offer? Human being is bowing down to sand? I mean, come on, you have a cheshivas, you have an importance. You relate to Hashem up there in Shemayim. For them, the Yishmael is an adam doesn't have cheshivas. Yishmael are the ones that take Teisha Kavim of Znus to the world. Nine Kavim of Znus. Because they don't have any cheshivus to us. They don't give any importance, any value for human being. They're doing the Sachesed of Hashem to an extreme. Hashem is doing everything. What are we? We're nobody. It's known by the Arabs, the main tefillah is to mishabeach Hashem. We don't ask for any requests because who are we? We, Hashem is getting one control. That's a philosophy. Esav is one who presents achar b'chatichya. The meaning, I'm in control and anybody in my way, I'm going to destroy. I'm so much in control that there's nothing, whatever fits my life, is welcome to stay here. Whoever not, there's nobody else. No other cheshbonis. I rule the world. So comes out, Yishmael is the psoilus of Avram. Avram is presenting chesed of Hashem in the right way. Because Yishmael says, chesed of Hashem, his limit is we are nothing. Esav is the opposite. Yitzchak is the one who presents the din, the gevura, in the right way. That you are doing, but you're bringing everything, you're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. Esav takes it a step forward to do what? To say, if I'm in control, if I can do things, so there's no limit to what I can do. I can do it to the extreme. That's what Yishmael and Esav represent. The same way Avram and Yitzchak bring together their combination, brings the byproduct, brings the result of a Yaakov, who's the ultimate connection of these two Kedushas. The Kedusha of Hashem in the world the right way. The Kedusha of human being in the world the right way. And the combination of both Yaakov Avinu.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So, we have Yishmael, who's a psoilus of Avraham Avinu. He's the negative of Avraham. And you have Esau, who's the negative of Yitzchak. If they combine together, they will chas v'shalom create a negative, which is a negative of Yaakov Avinu. And that is something that will bring the world to a destruction. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. The Vilna Gaon writes that the reason why Esau wanted to marry the daughter of Yishmael, because Esau wanted to create that ultimate combination of Esau and Yishmael. The same way Yaakov is the combination of Ram and Yitzchak. So Esau wanted to connect to Yishmael and create that combination of the two psoilus, the two bad, the two evils in the world. Therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, and Yishmael died. Esau wasn't able to connect to Yishmael fully. If he would connect to Yishmael fully, that would be the end of the world. Now, it's a little hard for us to understand what is the combination of Yishmael and Esau. Originally, Yaakov, you understand. Avraham represents the Kishbuk in the world. Yaakov, Yitzchak represents Adam in the world. Yaakov is Adam in the Kishbuk. What does it mean when you have Yishmael and Esau together? It's Adam with what? So maybe the Lashonus is Adam with Sitrach. Is living the whole time with the koyach, the power of bad. It's the extreme bad in the world. And that could not be. So Esau wanted to marry the daughter of Yishmael to create the negative of Yaakov Avinu, the constant negative. That's something, because Baruch Yivyocha said no. You can add to the Yishmael, you know, did tshuva in the end of his life. So maybe it's part of the plan. Yishmael didn't want to get to that, to Yitzchak, of a combination of Esau and Yishmael. But this is what's happening over here. Esau is married to Darby Yishmael, not Stam. And oh, you know what? It could be nice, we'll marry the family. Esau is married because he has a tachlis to bring about that combination. And with this, you could go now to stem an additional thing. What's happening in this week's parasha? Let's take it the way Chazal Sofer tells us. Yaakov Avinu takes the brachas that belong to Esav. What was the original plan before Yaakov Avinu takes the brachas? Chazal says the Yitzchak Avinu had in mind that Esav will be good, won't be evil. He'll turn out to be good. Yaakov and Esav together were supposed to create the tzura of Adam in the world. Of Am Yisrael in the world. That's what that means for the Chazal says very clearly. Yaakov Avinu was supposed to be the Ishtam Yeshiva Olim. It's supposed to be in the Mishmanish. Learning, connecting to Hashem. And Esau was supposed to be the one going out to the world and taking care of all this, the world. The Chazal says, similar to Yitzchak and Zvulun. What Yitzchak and Zvulun? Yitzchak is the one learning. Taiva and Zvulun is the one taking care of the world. That's what was supposed to be Yaakov and Esau, that combination. If you think about it, Yaakov was supposed to be an Avram Avinu person, and Esau was supposed to be a Yitzchak. Meaning Yaakov was supposed to be the one connected to Hashem. And Torah the whole day, as he does. Esau was supposed to be the one who's a Yitzchak of him, the one who's doing, the one who's creating, the one who's accomplishing. That's what it's supposed to be. So that byproduct, the Avram and Yitzchak had to create the hemshech of that, the combination of that, was a Yaakov and Esau coming together as twins. Yaakov Avinu takes the brachas. So if Yaakov is taking the brachas, what's happening now? Yaakov Avinu is taking over the place of Esav. He's taking over what Esav's supposed to do. Basically, he's taking the supposed to be doing all, the outside of the world, comes to Yaakov and says, I'm going to do the outside of the world. I'm the one who charge on that aspect of the chitzonius of the world. That's what happened with the brachas. So, immediately, now that we have the whole cheshbon, you can understand something. Esau says, Yaakov, you took the brachas from me. That means you took from me what I was supposed to accomplish. I was supposed to be, the way Yitzchak saw it, in the right way, the continuation of Yitzchak. He wanted to take it the wrong way, to take the continuation of Yitzchak the wrong way. Yaakov Avinu comes about, takes the brachas, he takes all the control of what Yitzchak is supposed to do in the world, he takes it. So Esau says, you know what, I'm going to take your part. You are a continuation of Avraham Avinu. I'm going to connect to Yishmael, who's the continuation of Avraham Avinu. That's what I'm going to do. So Esau connects to Yishmael, and you have over here right now, Esau is trying now that Yaakov took the brachas. He took over his part. Esau comes to connect to Yishmael to take over Yaakov's part. That's what changed over here. So now with that, we can understand stage one. Yaakov Avinu, the minute he takes the brachas from Esau, now he needs to what? He has a whole new war against Esav. Now he needs to prepare to fight Esav in a different way. He has to prepare to fight Esav now that Esav is connected to Yishmael. Meaning, once Yaakov took the brachas of Esav, war is over. He took over the power of Esav. No. Esav says, I'm not giving up. I'm marrying the daughter of Yishmael. I'm going to take the other side of the equation. I'm going to fight you with that. So now Yaakov Avinu needs to what? He needs to prepare for that fight, for that battle. That's what Yaakov needs to do. It's not enough for Yaakov now to overcome Esau with his brachas. He needs to come over Esau that is empowered with the Yishmael side. So that's first of all explaining why Yaakov Avinu had to take a break. He went 14 years to learn Yishmael. Because now I have to prepare to a new battle. Until he prepared to be a Yaakov, you know, I took the brachas. Now Esau is marrying Yishmael. I need to do something else. That's the reason why, Dafka, from the fact that Esau marries Yishmael, that's when you learn that Yaakov, you know, went 14 years to the yeshiva. Because it's because of that that he went to yeshiva. He's the reason. Because Esau married Yishmael, Esau became part of Yishmael. Now there's a new level of battle. Now that we have that, so now we have the issue. Now Yaakov Avinu has to get prepared. So Yaakov Avinu goes to the Spedish to learn, to get prepared to fight the war of the combination of Esau with Yishmael. That's why it's Spedish Dafkovir. That's why he's going to Yeshiva now. But now listen to how Givaldi this thing works. This Cheshbon. Look at this. It's brought down that Shane Ve'Aver, they learned, they taught two different things. Shane taught what's called Torah Ilah, the higher Torah, the inner Torah, while Aver taught the more external Torah, the Torah which is more chitzonizik Torah. That's what it says. Says the Shlom, you know what's the Torah Ilah Torah Tata? You know what's the more inner Torah and the more outer Torah? The inner Torah, the higher Torah, that's what's called Meister Merkava. The more external Torah is Meister Bereishis. Meaning, Yisroel created the world, and you have two types of, called Kabbalistic learnings that they had in the world at that time. You have Meister Merkava, you have Meister Bereishis, the one Chagiga speaks about it. Meister Merkava that you learn with only one person, Meister Bereishis, you can learn with two people. As I stated, Shame is the one who teaches Meister Merkava, and Aver teaches Meister Bereishis. What's Meister Merkava and Meister Bereishis? So I'll say the way my Rebbe or Moshe Pires itself said. Meister Merkava is Lashon Rechiva. Shbuchu, so to speak, is writing the world. Meister Merkava shows how Shbuchu is controlling everything in the world. How everything in this world is the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It looks like you're doing this and he's doing this, but everything is really the control of Hashem. Ma'aseh Bereishis, on the other hand, is what? Is the way the world is functioning in our eyes. You have a story. This guy does this, next guy does that. There's the story of the world, the way the world appears. The Teva and how the Teva builds up to bring it to where it's supposed to get. In other words, these two cats that we spoke of, started the shiur with, the cats of Kadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the world, and the concept that we have a world down here that is built up through what people do. That's the Ma'aseh Merkava and Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ma'aseh Merkava is like the more lofty concept that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running everything. Ma'aseh Bereishis is what? Is how the world is functioning as a world. That's the difference. Now what comes? Shame is the one teaching Ma'aseh Merkava. He's the one teaching how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Aver is the one teaching how this world is functioned through how the world works, through the systems of the world, how it brings it to where it's supposed to get to. Meaning, Shame is the counter of Esav. Esav is the one who says, well, I'm in control. I'm a human being. I fight everything in front of me. What's the counter to that? The Torah of Ma'aseh Merkava says, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu is running everything. Aver is the counter of Yishmael. Yishmael says, I'm a nothing. Yishmael is doing everything, and I have no chashivas. Who am I? So no, there's Maaseh Bereishis. Maaseh Bereishis shows how this world, the way the world's functioning, the way the Teva, the way what you're doing, what a human being is pale, there is what Tachlis do. Each one is the counter to the other one. Maaseh Merkava counters Esav. Maaseh Bereishis counters Yishmael. In the beginning of the parasha says that there was Trey going, there was he's trying to do a body Bekirbo. Rivka goes and she's going crazy. There's two powers in her stomach. She doesn't know what it is. So she goes and she goes to speak to who? Who does she go to speak to? She goes to speak to Shame. Doesn't the Shame Aver? It's Shame. She goes, Rashi says she wants to ask Shame. Why Shame? Because Shame is the one who's revealing who will be Esav in the world. Because Shame is the medicine to Esav. He's the counter to Esav. He's the one who reveals there will be an Esav in the world. Don't worry, we have what to do. We have how to deal with it. That's Shame. Because Shame is the counter to Esav. But at the end of this parsha, what's going on now? Yaakov Avinu is going away. He's running away from Esav. What does he have to counter now? Not only Esav, then he countered, he got the brachas. He has to counter Esav's connection to Yishmael. He has to counter the Yishmael koyach. How do you counter the Yishmael koyach? With the Torah that Aver teaches. Says Rashi, for the man who mikan should even be base Aver Yudal Shalom. He's in the bespedish of Aver, not Hashem. Shame was already in Iftar, it's already gone. We don't need any more shame. Because I already countered the Koyach of Esav on its own with the brachas that he got. It's gone. It's Aver. The end of the parasha is that Esav married Yishmael. Says the Goyen, why did he marry Yishmael? To combine the Koyach of Yishmael together with Esav. The two evils to bring into one. He wasn't so successful because Yishmael died. But still, that's what he wanted to do. So now is when Yaakov says, okay, I have to go to his special for 40 years. I have to learn how to fight this. What is he learning? He's learning Rebbe's Aver. He's learning the counter to the koyach of Yishmael that Esav tried to combine. What we take from here, and this will end, is that at the end of the day, our emun, what's our emun? We have to counter, Yaakov has to counter Esav, has to counter Yishmael, has to counter the koyachas in the world, koyachas of evil. The Kodesh of evil have different shapes and forms. It's all to say to fight against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Either to fight by saying we're so powerful, or to fight by saying, you know, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is overpowerful. We don't have really a say. This is the Kodesh of Esav, the Kodesh of Yishmael. This is with this we end the series of putting all these things together. But the message of everything is that we are believing that there's two things combining together. The reason we believe the combination of both is for our avodah. We are working, we're doing Torah, we're doing mitzvahs, we're accomplishing. That counters the concept of Yishmael that says you're not doing anything. But on the other hand, the Kishmol is running the show. We do whatever we can, but you can say, okay, so if I'm powerful to do mitzvahs, so I'm over powerful and I can do whatever I want. No. You have your place to do, but you're limited to that. Because the Kishmol is running the show. We believe in that combination of, as we spoke before, Eilu Berechev, Eilu Besusi, Nachal B'Shem, Hashem L'Kir Raskir. Eilu Berechev, some are the Rechev, they're controlled, they feel they're running, they're riding the horse. Eilu Besusi, some say we're only horses, we're not doing anything. But Nachnu B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Naskir. We have Hashem Elokim, we have Hashem, which is the Shem of Yudke Vavke, runs the show. Elokeinu is the Elokim that comes from us, we just did. Naskil, we do both together. That's our avodah. Our avodah is to believe that Kishmol is controlling everything, but still to do everything we can to make, to reshtadel, to make a better world for us, for the world, to bring to Mashiach Tzikenu from here to Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.